Good morning. My name is Brother Willie Lionel Reed, and I'll be reading the scripture for this morning. The scripture will be coming from John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. That is John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. And the title of this morning's lesson is Safe Environment. So, lastly, the scripture will be coming from John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. May the Lord bless the readers, hearers, and doers of his word.
What a beautiful, beautiful song. Amen. Amen. And it's nice to sing to the Lord. Amen. It makes you feel good. That's the, in simple words. Oh, you can sit down, please. I forgot. Thank you. Thank you. It makes you feel good. Man. And it doesn't matter how you sound, you know. You have. By the way, I can see that many of you, man, you have nice voices. And I really, really appreciate that, you know. I really appreciate that. But it makes you feel good to sing. It makes you to feel good that you know that it's something bigger than you. Amen. And in some way, that is what is bigger than you. It helps us, all of us, to feel good and to feel secure. And that is something very, very important. You know, I assume that with you too, my parents, they used to say that good behavior always starts at home. And I assume that you grew up in that generation too, that everything starts at home. You know, and you don't expect that school, even you don't expect the society will help your children to behave as they should. So in some way, if we want that the world can change, good behavior will start well at home, at church. And that is important this morning that we can think about this. So, we know that God called us to be a church, that it can be always alive, always united. We know that Jesus prayed for that in John 17, and he prayed that we can become one. So that is why we, all of us, we need to have the attitude to edify. What it will be the opposite of edify? We can think about destroy. We get together to encourage each other, not to discourage each other. We come together so we can hold each other. Sometimes we have brothers, sometimes we have sisters, sometimes even ourselves, we don't feel strong enough. And we hold them. We hold them. We keep them there. We don't let go. So the church have to do with that. But the truth is, many times we don't want to do that. Because as in the beginning song, sometimes we think about ourselves too much. And unfortunately, every time that we think about ourselves too much, always is going to be a problem. So the church here at Franklin, as any other congregation of the Lord Church, it should be a place where brothers and sisters, we all can feel secure always. A place that you know that at home always happens something that you are welcome. And maybe you can have a rough day outside, but when you are at home, you know the mom and dad, you know that your brothers and sisters are going to be there for helping you. So the church obviously is no different. But to create a safety environment is not something that just happens. It's something that we must work for. And how important it is to have that safety environment where brothers and sisters can come, where visitors can come and feel secure. So there's many things that we can think about it, but I thought about three that I want to share with you this morning and encourage myself to always remember these. The first one that you know you have to do, because even though you don't know, you know, the first one have to do with honor others. But it is difficult to honor brothers and sisters if you don't value them. Do you remember the Polaroid camera, the one that you can take the picture and bring the paper? No? Yes, why? And you look the picture and you say, man, I look good. And that will be kind of a selfie in a different way. Imagine you are walking in New Orleans and you have your Polaroid camera, and I assume that you like Drew Brees, no? And he's coming, you stop and say, hey man, can we take a picture together? Obviously he will say yes. No, and you bring your selfie, the Polaroid, no? No, he weigh a little bit with you, and man, you look even better than him. Your shape is better than him. No, that camera, I can't do that. And after that, he do this. He has his pen, and look in your picture and sign there, Drew Brees. What you will do with that picture? Oh, yeah. No, and maybe you will make a kind of friend and you will put it where everybody will come, no, and see the picture. No. Yeah, he wants to take a picture with me, you know. You value that because you recognize that it's something that in some way to you it has and really a great value. What about if you can take a picture, sign it with God? What about that? Where you will put that picture? Where God is signing there, the Almighty, or how whatever you would like that sign to be. So that picture, we can have it when we realize that your brothers, your sisters are God-signed picture. But only, as your brother said, until we recognize the value, we recognize that your brother and yourself, you are unique. There is no other person like you. Until we recognize that value, all the gift, all your personality is something so, so perfect. Until we don't recognize that, it will be very hard for us to honor because we honor only things that are valuable. It doesn't matter what is it. The thing is what is valuable to you. I grew up with no toys, really. I can remember my 3 or 4 toys of my being a child. No? So now I had a little box. We had wheels. No, and in these had wheels, I never take it out from the package. No, and sometimes when the boys come from the church, and I show them, and he said, because I have one that is inside of a black container, so you cannot see the toy inside. And he said, one of the boys said, but can we open it? He's going, no, we can open it. But why do you want to have a toy that you cannot play for? He's going, well, you see, we can see from different point of eyes. To me, it represents something that maybe have to do with my childhood. And it's valuable to me. So in some way, we had to understand that your brothers and sisters had to be valuable to you. We had to find ways that we honor each other. How often? Very often. Why? Because believe me, and you know it. When it was the last time that somebody honored you? Let me check my calendar. When it was the last time that somebody trying to bring you down? You can think, well, I can think about it yesterday. Because in some way or another, society always is set up in a way that it has to do with bringing people down. No honor people. No honor people as God wants us to honor people. So we must find ways to honor those that we really believe. You know, that we really love them. Even though we recognize that we don't honor each other perfectly, because sometimes we say things, sometimes we do things that dishonor brothers and sisters and the ones that we love. When we value them, it is when it comes to your heart and to your mouth and say, would you please what? Forgive me. And the other person, because see that you have value to, will say, of course I will. So forgiveness, it has to do a lot of what you see in the other person. If you don't care about the other person, if you don't see the value, God signing, you will not ask for forgiveness. Or you will not give that forgiveness. So honor each other is very, very important. Plus, if you do not honor other brothers and sisters, the question is, why? Maybe it's because you and I, maybe we are thinking too much about ourselves. Maybe because honor others, maybe it makes us to feel not good. So to honor others, we need to come outside of ourselves. And we have to look for good, and we have to look for things that can be edified and encouraged and do all the things that provide this safe environment at the church. It's nice to come to a place that you feel good. is nice, because all we need that. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. Paul said, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above what? Yourself. Now, honor one another is two ways in this street. I honor you, you must honor me. And obviously, this should be come from a sincere heart. The Bible talks a lot about that. If you think about Exodus chapter 20, when he gave the Ten Commandments, after talking about what God is expecting in these Ten Commandments, the last five involve the other person. So when you don't lie, when you don't steal, when you don't do all the things, it's because you value your neighbor. And if you value somebody, you will not do something that it will hurt the other person. So that is what really God is trying to make us understand. It's not just the act of not doing something. You will never hurt something that is valuable. Never. Because it's precious to your eyes. Paul talked about Timothy, mentioned also. It should be called Jose. It will be much easier. Philippians chapter 2, verse 25 and following verses, Paul is talking about Epaphroditus, or something similar to that. In Philemon, not only is talking about Philemon, but also about Onesimus. And Paul bring these people up. Two, they honor them. If you read Romans chapter 16, the only thing that Paul is saying is, man, look my brothers, look my sisters, look all the great qualities that they have. Look what God is signing in them. That is what Paul is saying. He's honoring each one of them. And it will be very interesting and very nice to be in that list. Remember, he's the apostle. So this guy is honoring this guy in the eyes of man. Should be really nice to hear that Paul said, yeah, brother such and such, he is this, this, and that. What a great feeling. And obviously we can do the same thing. Honor each other. We must always find a way. Second, we, brothers and sisters, we need to do something that it is very easy to talk about it, but obviously it is hard to do sometimes. Secondly, we have to suspend judgment. When we judge people, usually what the people do is they close. They shut the curtain. Whoosh. They close the door. Because nobody likes to feel be judged. And usually when that happens, the first reaction, what is? Okay. No? But you see how connected it is with honor others? How beautiful it is when something happens and we take more the attitude of trying to understand the other person. Why the other person says something or did something so foolish? Why? By the way, sometimes we do things or we say things that are very foolish too. Why? So when we open this door about why, in some way what we are bringing is compassion. And compassion opens a door so the other person can make, the other brother and sister can tell us why. And we try to understand that. So compassion brings us to get, it brings us to be more closer. Now this morning, it was mentioned a little bit in the class about Matthew 18, verse 1. If your brother or your sister did something against you, by the way, sin, you go and talk, but you don't go to talk to show your point. You go to talk to understand the other person. Why? Because sometimes ways how we react, things that we say, it have to do a lot with our past. With things that happened to you and it happened to me. And if we can understand that, we win our brother, we win our sister. So we have to suspend judgment. We cannot bring a conclusion until we really understand everything. And that helps to build a safe environment where everybody is welcome. It's nice to be in a place where I'm not judging every time. But it's nice to be in a place where people are always have the predisposition to trying to understand me. Show me the compassion and the love and the kindness that it comes with that. And each one of us, obviously, we have to do that because we are part of the church. We play a very important part. Luke chapter 6, verse 37. The Lord said, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14, the whole chapter, is an incredible chapter about judging others. Because, you know, most of the time, really, the problem is no doctrinal. Most of the time, the problem is not about sin. Most of the problem is about opinions. Opinions. But if we can understand somebody's opinion, the other person can understand my opinion. And in some way or another, we can find ourselves working together, even though we don't agree on something. But we should. So, Romans chapter 14, verse 13. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block of obstacle in your brother's way. Judgment that does. Sometimes we are the rock where other people stumble. We don't work together with the Lord, we work against the Lord. But compassion and understanding, it creates a tremendous amount of safety. People can open and share why. So, honor others, suspend judgment. The last one, it has to do with we need to value our differences. You are unique. I'm unique. But in the same time, even though we have so many things that are similar, we have things that are different. But obviously, all of you have to be like me. That's the rule. So we need to value that. We need to value that each one is different in how we approach things. Your personality and the way that you do things, how you grew up, affect you in how you live your life today in many ways. But sometimes when there is conflict, you tell me all the things that are wrong in me, and I will tell you all the things that are wrong in you. But we never focus in something that we have in common, that your differences can be a blessing to me as my different things it can be a blessing to you. But many problems that we have sometimes in the church, it have to do because we are different. And because we are different, we judge others. And because we are different, we don't honor others. We don't value them. You see how we can make a chain? One thing bring the other. So by doing one, we are doing other things in the same time. We are creating this way of feeling here so welcome that I want to be there. I want to work with my brothers. I want to work with my sisters. I want to bring people to the church because I am proud of my family. Did you find sometimes in your life that you don't want to bring somebody to the family? Because you feel that you don't have something really to provide, given to them, provided to them. They come to the church and this side, no, and the other side, como los perros, no? But if we can create a place where everybody is welcome, and remember, when we talk about everybody is welcome, even though we don't agree with the kind of life that the person can have, the person is still feel what? Welcome. And that is safety. Safe environment. 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, is talk about that there are many members in the body. So can you imagine this hand that is obviously different to my foot saying, hey, you should do things like I am. And the foot would say, absolutely not. You should do the things as I said. Or even to the left foot that is similar to my right, the left foot said, hey, let's go all together to the left. And the other said, no, I'm going to the right. But in some way, God made the body to work what? Together. This game provides some kind of safe in the body. As the food provides another kind of safe in the body. But all working together. All honored together. All don't judge each other. Why? We see the value of all these things. Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Accept one another. Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Accept one another. Then, just as Christ accepted you in order to bring what? Praise to God. And that is the main theme. Why do you want to be a church that it has this safe environment? Because we want to praise God. We want that people who are outside and people who is inside can see that we really are the Lord's church. Not that we say that we are the Lord's church, but that they feel and understand and see that we really are the Lord's church. Because we can fill our mind, fill our mouth what the church is, but act completely different. And all this truth that we know, when our behavior is completely the opposite, all the truth, it means nothing. It means nothing. You look at the Old Testament, even though Israel has the law, their behavior, it was completely opposite what God really wanted. So we, the church, know what is true. We, the church, know what it makes the difference. We, the church, know what people are looking for and what we are looking for, a place where we are welcome, how we are. And even though we have to change things, we feel welcome and we want to change things. So not only I know the truth, but I live the best I can, the truth. And that together is what makes the church so unique and so powerful, like no other group in the world. That is what makes you different. And what is that make me different? When I look at my sister, and I see something very special. There is no other like you. When I see my brother and see that sometimes, yes, we don't agree in the way that we do things. But I take all my time to understand him more than judging him. And when I see all the great things that God gives you to you, but I recognize that sometimes, yes, you want to do things in one way. Sometimes I want to do things in another way. But even though I can be blessed with a difference in your life and my life, all these brothers create a safe environment. And we all have the responsibility to work for. That is why we are the church, the Lord's church. It's beautiful to be a child of God. Amen? Amen. But obviously, it brings responsibility too. So this morning, I encourage you with that. Work in such a way in the church that you can provide this safe environment. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter how much knowledge do you have right now. You can provide your little piece of the big thing. You have the power in Christ to create such a thing. The only thing that you have to do is make a decision to do it. And don't be discouraged. Work for. Work for. Because believe me, it's worth it. It is worth it. So this morning, I encourage you, if you feel that you were not honoring your brothers and sisters, you think that maybe you were passing judgment more than trying to understand them, if you don't value the difference there, maybe today is a day that we need to pray for. So God obviously will extend his hand about you and give you what you need to make that difference. And if you are still thinking about to becoming a child of God, well, maybe today is the day that you can make that decision to become a child of God. So you can work with your new brothers and sisters to create the safe environment that we need. We will sing, and if you need, you see the need, I ask you please to pass forward. Would you please stand up?
There's a fun-